It is Friday, September 6, 2024. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com, your election headquarters with 60 days until the presidential election. And this is your election headquarters, right here, live, the fastest 3 hours on the internet start now. I have a very light news desk, and in fact, I was on OAN earlier. They canned an interview. I think it airs sometime this evening. And then I was on with the Quartering as well. So we got a bit of a light news desk today, but it's Friday, so I do want to take a lot of calls. We've got some video clips, and we do have some breaking news. And that is the delay of Trump's sentencing. Mainly, but the whole case has a lot of stuff, a lot of moving parts today. So what does it mean? What does it mean for the election? What does it mean for Donald Trump that they are delaying the sentencing, which was supposed to be on the 18th? Now it won't be until November 26th after the election. So I'll break down the meaning of that for Trump and the election. But there's the moving parts on the other side of that now with Judge Merchan's daughter's company and Mike Nellis getting subpoenaed to show up for a testimony. That could have a major impact on where it goes. And then today, you had Elise Stefanik, who has filed a judicial ethics complaint, citing that the Democrats are financially involved in the Merchan family and that it's clearly a conflict of interest, and that the New York State Commission needs to do its job and say this is a blatant ethics violation, and really the judge needs to be thrown off the bench and disbarred for not recusing himself. But this is the Democrat Party. These are criminals and thieves, and they're used to getting away with all of their crimes and Republicans doing nothing about it. So, I mean, this is something about it. Is it enough? I don't know. Well, is it enough to make the Democrat? I guess the real question is it enough to make the Democrats step off a little bit? Now, is that why they delayed the sentencing? I don't think so. I think there's a different reason why they delayed the sentencing, and I'll explain that later. Kamala Harris. Oh, by the way, Trump did a press conference today with his lawyer. We'll play some of that. It went for, I think, at least an hour. I was watching the live stream, but I think it kicked into a replay. I was like, is this going on for 3 hours? But then I realized I think it was a replay. But he did a press conference. He took all the questions. And, of course, he took an opportunity to call out Kamala Harris. She would never do this. Oh, remember Aaron Rupar? Trump doesn't do any campaign events. He has nothing on his schedule this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a huge podcast, and then he did a two-hour town hall, and then he did the press conference today. I'm missing one. There was another one he did, too. Oh, Trump does nothing. He doesn't campaign. What does Kamala Harris do? And then you had this Kamala Harris spokesperson go on Fox News, and Dana Perino called him out. Could have gone harder, but called him out. He's like, Kamala is doing so much. She's doing so many interviews. And Dana's like, what? What are you talking about? So we'll have these clips for you coming up, as well as a statement from Trump's lawyer. But, you know, Kamala, if you go back and you rewind the calendars a year ago, do you remember the Democrats were actually calling for Biden to run for president and dump Kamala Harris because she was so unpopular? But she, now, today, though, she's brat. Yes, queen. Slay queen Kamala.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Days, 8 hours, 53 minutes, 35 seconds, and counting. The election that could determine whether America lasts, whether we get a constitutional republic into the future or we get a democratic tyranny, whether we get a Bill of Rights, a constitution, basic freedoms, common sense, or liberal Democrats coming to the classroom to pull your kid out and chop him up, raising your taxes. The final countdown. We are in the home stretch, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the big days that we were going to be having in this September before the election has now been delayed, and that is the Trump sentencing. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and you've got the one angle of the judge with his family taking millions of dollars from the Democrats. That's actually gaining more momentum and more evidence, and one of the founders of Authentic Campaigns has been subpoenaed. And when Congress gets back in session, he's going to have to show up for testimony. And he's not going to answer any questions. He'll be coached probably on how not to perjure himself. But what's going to be important is the Republicans laying out the evidence of how the judge's daughter, her company, Authentic Campaigns, Judge Merchan, who might be the judge that throws Trump in prison now in November, that there's clearly a conflict of interest, the family making millions of dollars. This is dirty politics. This is political corruption. This is political persecution. And that's going to be the important angle to this. So it's almost like it doesn't even matter. It could be an empty chair. It could be plastic dummy. It's going to be about showing the money that this judge's family is receiving, whose decision could put Trump in jail. So what does the delay mean? And then what does it mean now that there's other legal action going on to expose the conflict of interest? And what's amazing about the whole Trump phenomenon politically, and this is where you see the left in total denial, and this is why Trump is so popular. As Trump gets involved in 2015 and announces his run, and then wins, and then becomes president, and then has the election stolen, and now has all the political persecution, the observant American who's just watching all of this knows the country is corrupt, but maybe doesn't like Republicans or Democrats, doesn't like the media, thinks it's all corrupt, is right. And then here comes Trump, and it's, oh, look at how they lie. Look at how they steal. Look at how they cheat. Just exposing all the different layers of political corruption. Look how they stand down Secret Service so he gets shot. And now it's, oh, the political persecution. Look at this judge whose family is making millions of dollars from Democrats, and now he's going to be the judge on Trump's trial that could put Trump in jail. I mean, it's cut and dry political corruption right there in front of your face. And if you want to deny it, if you want to pretend it doesn't exist, you got your own mental problems. You've got the disease, the mental illness known as liberalism. Most Americans can see this now. And it's showing how corrupt things are. It's showing how the corruption works that we've always known is there. Now we're just seeing it laid out in practice for all to see. So why? Why? And we'll go to Trump's lawyer, and maybe we'll go to some of the press conference that Trump had today, too. Why delay the case now? Is it because all of a sudden this judge has found an ethical bone in his body, and because there's now the other litigation and the hearings that are going on, and finally some pushback from the Republicans? I mean, it's like a little, like a little limp-wristed Mike Johnson push, it's not like a full-forced Hulk Hogan push, but oh, wow, you might, politics is a contact sport. Oh, look, you just had a limp-wristed, But hey, it's better than nothing. Has the judge found an ethical bone in his body? And he says, well, there's some other stuff on the other side, so I need to delay this sentencing. No, I don't believe that to be the case. What I think is going on, everything they do is measured, folks. Everything they do is measured. So they're measuring, okay, if we put Trump in jail, what does that do for Donald Trump? The polls, the election, does that help us? Does that hurt us? They're measuring all these things out. They don't care. Oh, the judge family taking millions of dollars, the litigation, the hearings, they don't give a damn about that. They probably assume it won't have any impact. So they probably realized, if we put Trump in jail before the election, that makes him more electable. That will only help his numbers, help his fundraising. And I mean, hell, who knows? Maybe even they think Trump could win New York if this happens. So they did the metrics, and they said it will hurt us to put Trump in jail. It will hurt us. Yeah, we'd like him off the campaign trail, and yeah, we'd like the image of him getting cuffed, and yeah, we'd like the headlines of Trump in prison and all that stuff, and that's kind of good, but it would actually hurt us more leading up to the election if we put him in jail. And let's not forget, with the great work of Steven Crowder, they just came out with the oversight of the Southern District of New York, and the guy says it's the most corrupt thing he's ever seen. It's total political persecution. It's total trash. They're lying. They're making things up. It's all illegal. Did that have anything to do with it? I still doubt it. I still don't think they care about that, but yet it does impact this case for the court of public opinion, not the corrupt judge. Okay, so they delay it, and they figure it would hurt them more with Trump in jail than getting him off the campaign trail and having the headlines and everything else. So now the sentencing is in November. Well, now this, I think, reveals their next great strategy. They've already built up the narrative. It's Russian interference again. It's Russian meddling. It's Russian influence. So if Trump wins, that's Russia. And so they won't certify. And you've had multiple Democrats go on television and say they will not certify Trump's victory. Now, these Democrats really have no say over it because it's done at a state level. But they could try to have what Mike Pence should have done on January 6th and say, hey, we need to review some things before we can certify. But they've gone on TV and they have said they will not certify Trump's election. So they've got the Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0 that they dropped yesterday. And now over here, They're going to say, okay, well, we're going to sentence Trump after the election. So I think the plan is obvious. If Trump wins, maybe they're expecting Trump to win. So, but in the case that Trump wins, they will bring back the Russian conspiracy hoax. They'll have some other stuff ready to go for that. Guarantee it. Within a week, definitely in November, but probably within a week, maybe even days, maybe even hours after Trump wins, they'll drop some new stuff on this Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0. You know, maybe they'll blame Tucker Carlson or RFK Jr. or, you know, somebody else, or it was all Russia. Just total garbage. So they'll have that. And then they'll have Trump getting sentenced to jail. And they'll come out and they'll say, we can't certify. We cannot certify this election because Donald Trump is a felon. It was a Russian influence campaign that got him in the White House. Plus, he's in jail. So we cannot certify Donald Trump. So I think that's their plan now. They've probably done the same measurements as everybody else, and they know Trump is set to win. And I've done the breakdown every day here on the show of what states Trump can win, what states Trump can't win because of all the voter fraud that's going to happen. Trump does have a path to victory right now. The biggest battle is actually in Arizona now, where the Democrats are fighting to keep illegal voters on the rolls. That's the big fight going on. The Republicans just had a big victory in Nevada where they purged all the illegal voters from the rolls. The Republicans are trying to do the same thing in Arizona, and the Democrats are suing and suing and suing and suing and suing to stop it. But Trump doesn't have to win Arizona. He can win with Nevada. So they've probably seen all this, and now they're prepping for a Trump victory. They'll refuse to certify. They'll say it's Russian collusion, Russian interference, Russian influence. And then they'll say, oh, now he's in jail and he's a felon. We can't certify. And they don't care. They just tossed Joe Biden aside. They just ran a coup on Joe Biden and gave you Kamala Harris. They don't give a damn. So I think that's the direction that we're headed now with this news today. Now, the whole case is garbage anyway. So now the variable here are the new tactics that the Republicans are engaging in, exposing the corruption of the Merchant family taking millions of dollars from Democrats with authentic campaigns. That's going to be a hearing when Congress is back in session. And now Elise Stefanik files today. She says, today I filed a new judicial ethics complaint with the New York State Commission because new evidence on Kamala Harris's most recent FEC filing shows she hired and paid acting Justice Juan Merchan's adult daughter's company. This is a clear violation of the New York State Judicial Code of Conduct, which dictates that a judge must recuse from a case where a relative up to and including the sixth degree has a financial interest in the outcome of the case. Of course, this is one degree. It's his daughter. So she filed this today with the New York State Commission on Judicial Contact. Again, it's open and shut. Just like the statute of limitations are open and shut. Just like the presidential immunity is open and shut. These Democrats do not care. And these criminals have been able to get away with it for so long that they just assume nothing is going to happen to them. And maybe they're right. I don't know. Now, she filed her whole complaint, and I've got it right here. I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's open and shut. The judge clearly should have recused himself. It's already on the books when it comes to the judicial code of conduct. He's in the recusal zone. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. It's black and white. He's in the recusal zone. He refused to recuse himself. And his daughter is making millions of dollars from these Democrats, including Kamala Harris. So they can't even say, oh, well, it's a Democrat campaign in New York. It's a state legislator. It's a congressional. It's a House seat. No, it's Kamala frickin' Harris. Now, Loomer has these documents. Kamala Harris is sending checks to the personal home residence of Judge Merchant's daughter's business partner. That's Mike Nellis. He's going to be testifying in front of a House committee when the Congress goes back in session. Personal address. The Kamala Harris campaign paying Judge Merchant's daughter's company. How are they going to weasel their way around this? So again, all the cases against Donald Trump are completely bogus. They are either bogus on their face, statute of limitations run out. Oh, it's FEC. Oh, it's not FEC. Presidential immunity, you name it. There are technicalities on which all of these cases are illegitimate. But it doesn't matter. We're dealing with criminals. The Democrat Party is the largest criminal organization in the history of this country. And it's not just Democrats in Congress. It's not just Democrats in the White House. It's Democrat prosecutors and judges and all the way down to their campaigns and the campaign. I mean, you can go back and look at what they used to do. I forget the name of the group. I believe it was David Brock's group. He disappeared, I guess, with the Clintons. But they would have offices, and they would all be in the same building, and they'd have like 8 different companies. And so they'd take a big check for a political donation, and then they'd say, okay, we're going to send this much money over to this company, and then that company takes 10%. And then they send the other amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. And then they send another amount of money over to this company, and that company takes 10%. I mean, so it's just every aspect of the Democrat Party is just thievery. So here's Trump's lawyer. Again, Trump did a press conference today addressing all of this. He took questions from the press, by the way. So here's Trump's lawyers talking about the illegitimacy of this case that they're trying to put Trump in prison for, and that they're trying to stop Trump from running for president for, trying to stop you from voting for him. Here's Trump's lawyer earlier today, clip 12.
Good morning, y'all. My name is Will Scharf. I'm one of President Trump's attorneys. Today we presented oral argument before the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in one of 2 cases brought against President Trump by E. Jean Carroll. Now, it's really important to remember that E. Jean Carroll's story at its heart is an utterly implausible he said, she said story. There is no corroboration for anything she has ever claimed about President Trump. There are no corroborating witnesses, as President Trump alluded to. There is not confirmatory DNA. No police report was filed at the time of this alleged incident. She was unable to identify when this incident occurred until quite recently. No surveillance evidence or witnesses have ever been found or come forward confirming any aspect of E. Jean Carroll's story. In light of that, in light of the utter implausibility of the story that E. Jean Carroll was attempting to sell to the jury in this case, her attorneys introduced evidence that should have never seen the inside of a courtroom. Utterly insane efforts to introduce propensity witnesses, Jessica Leeds and Natasha Stoyanov, most notably, in an unfair and improper effort to buttress E. Jean Carroll's failed attempt to assault President Trump. Jessica Leeds' story is instructive here. This is a woman who claims that in the middle of a crowded airliner in 1979, President Trump assaulted her. Leeds has never been able to identify where this plane departed from, where it went to, the date of the flight in question, making our efforts to disprove her testimony extremely difficult. Under the federal rules of evidence, this story should have never been allowed to be presented to to the jury in this case. The same is true of Natasha Stoyanov's story, which again lacks any indicia of reliability, any sort of credibility, any sort of confirmatory testimony from other witnesses, or anything else that would make you believe that this actually happened. So on the one hand, you have a judge who allowed in this improper propensity evidence that should not have been allowed in. In our view, that polluted the jury's deliberations in this case, that presented a story to the jury of a series of a pattern of conduct that the jury should not have been considering. And we think that absent that propensity evidence, no fair jury could have reached the verdict that was reached in this case. And as a result, we believe that this verdict needs to be overturned. But there's more than that. In addition to this improper propensity evidence, President Trump and his trial team were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll and other witnesses on crucial issues in particular relating to political coordination and the political motivation behind this entire lawsuit. This is a lawsuit that was instigated in large part by George Conway, a longtime political foe and adversary of President Trump. This is a lawsuit that was funded by Reid Hoffman, a key political ally of the Biden-Harris administration and a major Democrat donor. We were limited in the evidence we were allowed to present at trial about these crucial facts. We were prevented from cross-examining E. Jean Carroll on aspects of that dynamic that underlies this entire lawsuit. And that, too, unfairly corrupted the jury's deliberations in this case and requires reversal of the jury verdict. I think this political coordination point is particularly important, though. It's important to emphasize because what we have seen in the last few years is a weaponization by the Biden administration and by their political allies of our legal system and of our courts to unlawfully, unconstitutionally interfere with President Trump's core First Amendment right to run for president. That is a right guaranteed to him by the Constitution. That is the right that his political opponents are attempting to strip away from him. We have seen this in case after case after case where unfair political motives have underlay what should be serious legal proceedings. And I think when you look at this situation in toto, when you look at what the left, when you look at what the Biden-Harris administration is attempting to do to President Trump, this is insane. This is an absolute abuse of our legal system. It's an absolute abuse of the rule of law. It should be deeply offensive, not just to political supporters of President Trump, but to each and every American. With respect to today's appeal, we are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what's at stake here. We are hopeful that the Second Circuit understands what occurred during this trial, which was an improper use of evidence to buttress E. Jean Carroll's entirely meritless claims on the one hand, and an improper exclusion of evidence that would have informed the jury about the true motivation behind this lawsuit and that we believe would have resulted in a very different verdict. Thank you.
You know, it all sounds so familiar. How they rig the cases, and they have their activists, judges, on the trial. It's amazing, isn't it? Now, we may hear more from Trump before the end of the show, but it's an open and shut case. This thing should be shut down, and the judge should recuse themselves based off of basic technicalities.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. we are engaging the globalists at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Remember, E. Jean Carroll went on CNN and said this to Anderson Cooper. Clip 11.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished, which the word rape carries so many sexual connotation. This was not sexual. It hurt.
But I think most people think of rape it is a violent assault. It is not.
I think
sexual.
Most people think of rape as being sexy.
Let's take a short break.
Think of the fantasies.
The fantasies.
We're just going to take a quick break. If you can stick around, we'll talk more on the other side.
You're fascinating to talk to.
Do you think she went under the desk and gave him the old Kamala after that? This is not an irrelevant clip. Now, this woman is clearly deranged. And it's so hard to keep track of all these deranged lunatics that they have involved in this persecution of Donald Trump. But guys, this is the rat woman that lives in the woods, right? That paints the trees? Yeah. Again, I'm not. You can live wherever you want. You can live however you want. This woman is a rat woman that wears wigs in her spare time. Literally, she calls her house the Mouse House. She lives in the woods and she paints trees and she dyes her dog's hair. Okay? This is a deranged woman. This is who they find. Does that seem like the type of woman that Trump is interested in, by the way? And apparently, even if you try to take anything at face value, so they're on a crowded plane and this woman, or I guess Donald Trump makes a pass at this woman and they just make out on the plane. And that's the rape. But then Cooper asking the question like, well, were you raped? She says no. But actually notice what she actually says here. So again, this is the woman whose case that they're trying to put Trump in jail for. Again, play the top of this clip and listen to what she says again.
You don't feel like a victim.
I was not thrown on the ground and ravished.
All right, right there. So you don't feel like a victim. I was not thrown on the ground and ravished. Sounds like she was the one that wanted this. She wanted to get thrown on the ground and ravished? I mean, it sounds like to me, that's what she's saying. She's upset she was not thrown on the ground and ravished. And then she later goes on to say that rape is sexy. And there's the fantasies. So if you're trying to make sense of this, so they're on a crowded plane, and Donald Trump makes a move on E. Jean Carroll. Sounds like she has fantasies about rape, thinks it's sexy, wants to get thrown on the ground and ravished, but it doesn't happen, and so now it's rape. And this all happens on a crowded plane in front of everybody. And nobody remembers it. Or where the plane was taking off from or landing. Real believable stuff. From a woman who lives in the woods with painted trees and a wig and says she lives in the rat house. And says rape is sexy. And the fantasies. And says, no, I'm not a victim. I wasn't thrown on the ground and ravished. Ravished. And this is the woman whose case they're trying to use to put Trump in jail. Real legitimate stuff. Totally normal stuff. Now, Kamala Harris, and we've got more just showing how unpopular she is. She's not doing press conferences. No. She's not doing press conferences. She's really not even doing interviews. She did the one canned interview with CNN that was 20 minutes, less than 20 minutes, and she had to have Tim Walz there with her as a buffer. And they're not talking about her campaign events anymore. They're not talking about her rallies anymore because nobody's showing up. They're not getting the crowds. She's now wearing headphones and pretending to be on a phone call when she's on the tarmac. When you know, usually the vice president and the president will give the media a minute or two when they're leaving the White House or getting on the plane or whatever. Not this White House. Nope. They don't go for a single minute. So they have spokespeople, though. They have spokesmen. They have spokeswomen. And they go on TV and they try to do Kamala Harris's job for her. Because she can't do public speaking. She can't do interviews. She can't go on TV. She's too big of a she's a liability. So they send the spokespeople out. You know, normally if you're running for president, you want to be on TV. You want to lead from the front. You want to be the face of the campaign. Not Kamala Harris. They want her hiding. They don't want people to see or hear from her. So they send the spokespeople out. So listen to this ridiculous spokesman on Fox News. Even the host, and Fox News hosts don't really push back too often, even Dana Perino had to push back and laugh at how ridiculous what this guy was saying about the Kamala Harris campaign was in clip number 6.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A with anybody except for in debate prep?
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview on CNN that aired
one interview in 47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's done about 90 interviews this year as the vice president, and people maybe weren't paying attention or listening.
What interview?
She's taken questions from reporters on the campaign trail so far in this campaign, people who are covering her every single day.
No, she's
going to do more interviews and talk to the press more and take more reporter questions. Of course she's going to do that over the course of this campaign.
I mean, everything he says there is a lie. Should we break down each little lie? Let's go ahead. Let's go break down each lie in a 30-second clip. This guy manages, you know, that's the challenge for Democrats. In 30 seconds, how many lies can we tell? This guy tells like 5 lies. Let's start it again. Go ahead.
Is it a risk to put all your chips on one debate when she hasn't really been able to do any sort of Q&A?
The whole context of this is a lie. They say Donald Trump doesn't want a debate. Donald Trump is backing out of the debates. Kamala Harris was supposed to do a debate on Fox News this week. She chickened out. She backed out. Donald Trump agreed to 3 debates. First 3 with Biden, and he dropped out. And now 3 with Harris. She only wants to do 1. So them saying Trump's scared to debate. So even that's a lie. So even the context here starts out with a lie. So Kamala will only do 1 debate. All right, go ahead.
Hey, with anybody except for in debate prep.
Well, I reject that. She sat down with Dana Bash for a long interview CNN.
A long interview. A long interview? It was 18 minutes, and she had Tim Walz there. A long interview. Trump did a longer press conference today. Off the cuff, just announced it this morning and just did it. Go ahead.
One interview in 47 days.
Well, you know, I know you guys are just now paying attention to her now that she's the presidential candidate, but she's done about.
Just now paying attention to her? Just now paying attention to her? What are you talking about? People have been paying attention to her. They've been calling her out for the border czar and the border issues. We've been putting compilations together of her word salads, her obsession with electric buses and Venn diagrams, her cackling. Oh, but we're just now paying attention. Oh, okay.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right, Joe Biden has been, I guess, not officially on the campaign trail. He's been doing, technically, these are White House events, but he has been doing some public speaking last couple of days, and it's pretty much what you would expect. And we've got we have one interesting clip that we're already planning on playing. There's another interesting clip going around now. I mean, Biden is cooked. This guy is just, he is gone. But in a strange way, the fact that his brain is totally broken and they put him up there with Alzheimer's or whatever the hell is wrong with him, he's like kind of telling the truth about some things. Like letting the cat out of the bag. So I don't know if Biden's going to be doing much more public speaking after the last 2 days and the things he said. So we got that coming up. We also have Trump live right now speaking to the police in New York. You know, Trump should get as close to the police in New York as he possibly can. If that judge does sentence him to jail, the police could basically just say, we're not taking him, we're not cuffing him. The warden of the jail could say, nope, I don't want him. So, you know, probably a smart move. We'll go live to Donald Trump here in a second as well. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com and support yourself. Support yourself with supplements and vitamins and minerals that are good for you and keep you healthy. And, you know, it's a shame, and this is one of the things that RFK Jr. campaigns on, and we're going to be talking about this later on in the third hour with some of the health topics. But it's a shame how unhealthy Americans' diets are, and it's hard. I get it, especially if you're busy to have a diet that gives you all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that you need. It's tough. But the good news is, because of the science of supplements, you can still get that even though you're not getting it from what you're eating. And so that's the point of supplements. That's the point. That's why people sell health supplements. That's why we sell health supplements. So we just see an issue. Like, they put fluoride in the water. The government actually admitted last month that it's poison causing lower IQs. So we say, okay, well, what counters the fluoride? Well, that's iodine. Not only does it counter the fluoride, it's also something most people are deficient in iodine. causes all kinds of health problems. So we just go out, find the highest quality iodine, and sell it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the formula. You get a great product, and then you support us, and you keep this show on the air. Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X3. Now, these things sell out quite frequently. It's hard to source this stuff. The iodine is so pure, it's hard to source this stuff, but you can find it at InfoWarsStore.com. Nothing else like it on the market. Nothing else like it. We've got Bodies 25% off right now, the ultimate turmeric formula for whole body support. We have Nitric Boost 40% off right now for cardiovascular health, for circulation, for blood flow, for blood health. That's 40% off. So these are things you need. These are things that will make you healthier. These are things that are just make you feel better, feel healthier, not as sluggish throughout the day. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, the ultimate nootropic. I take it every day before a three-hour broadcast for mental energy, mental clarity. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you support us. That's how you support the crew. That's how you keep these shows on the air. I'll tell you what. Let's go to Trump Live right now. Let's go to Trump Live. Oh, remember? Aaron Rupar said he doesn't have any events this week. There's no events for Donald Trump this week. Oh, yeah, he just did a two-hour town hall. He did a podcast. He did a press conference today. He's doing another speaking event now, right now. But, oh, there's no events. What events does Kamala Harris have? Frickin' liars. Here we go. Donald Trump speaking to the police in New York. Go ahead.
Thank RNC Chairman Michael Whatley, who used to be, as you know, the Republican Party chairman of the state. And we won the state so beautifully and, frankly, so easily. And he was very much into securing the vote. That's why he's the head of the whole. Look, if we can keep the cheating down to a minimum, because these people cheat. They cheat like hell. If we can keep it down to a minimum, we win easily. If we had, let's say, a beautiful vote counter, an honest person comes down from on high to count the votes, we win. I could stop campaigning. I could tell Michael and Laura I don't have to come anywhere anymore. I'm just going to relax because, but we have to win. You know, we too big to rig is the statement we use. But Michael and Laura, who's the co-chair, have been working really hard. So thank you, Laura, very much. We appreciate it. Very much appreciate it. As we gather today, American cities, suburbs, and towns are totally under siege. Kamala Harris and the communist left have unleashed a brutal plague of bloodshed, crime, chaos, misery, and death upon our land. Other than that, they're doing actually quite well. Thank you. Just yesterday, three police officers were shot in Milwaukee, very tragically. 31 people were shot and 5 were killed in Chicago over Labor Day weekend. Can you imagine that? It's worse than in Afghanistan. We hear about Afghanistan and all these places. They don't compare with numbers like this. Baltimore is now facing the single most deadly drug crisis of any city in American history. And the number of homeless people on the streets of New York has just reached a 20-year high, and it's going a lot higher than that. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens. You know, you can't, according to the, look at all that fake news back there, but you can't. They don't like illegal migrant. They don't like illegal alien. They don't like anything. They want you to call them citizens, future citizens. You ever hear that one? Future citizens of our country. That's what they want to hear, but I don't think this room's inclined to do that. In city after city, the law-abiding citizen is forced to live in fear and danger and in filth. Mothers can't take their kids to the park. Graffiti is everywhere. The innocent are victimized in random attacks. Very brutal attacks and slayings are absolutely commonplace. Mobs of criminals walk into stores and clean out thousands of dollars in merchandise with absolutely no fear of punishment, because you're not allowed to do your jobs. You can't even go to a pharmacy without everything being locked behind glass. The new thing in New York, you go to a pharmacy to buy aspirin, to buy a toothbrush, and it takes you 45 minutes to get a clerk to open up the glass, because people are walking in just taking as much as they want. I don't know if you know that in San Francisco, which this woman, our opponent, I would say our opponent. I think we can. Anybody in favor of her in this room, by the way? Let me just. Okay, then I can safely say our opponent. But she. She destroyed San Francisco, but she came up with a great idea. You can steal as much as you want, up to $950, and nothing happens to you. After that, nothing happens to you also, if you want to really. When you think of it, really nothing happens to you no matter what the hell you do. Unless you happen to be running for office and you accuse the election of being fraudulent, then a lot of things happen, okay? But other than that, nothing happens. Think of that, 950. So guys are walking in with calculators. You have criminals walking in, they're adding it up because they know if they stay below 950, can you believe it? 950 is like a lot of money, isn't it? Under the Harris regime, 99% of law-abiding citizens suffer while criminals run free and our country is plagued into literally third world conditions. In many ways, we're a third world country, but we're going to clean that up real fast. I'm here today to declare that we do not have to live this way. And when I'm president of the United States, we are not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. Thank you. Thank you.
Trump speaking live to the police in New York.
No country can sustain what we're going through with 21 million people allowed to come in from places that we don't want to talk about, but we will. Since Kamala Harris took office, she has presided over a 43% increase in violent crime, including a 58% increase in rape and an 89% increase in aggravated assault. And under Comrade Kamala, assaults on police officers are up a minimum of 32%, and many of them are not reported, and if they are reported, they're not taken down. And shootings of our police officers are up by over 16%. The day I take office is the day that Kamala's crime wave comes to an end. It's a crime wave in our country. We've never seen anything like it.
All right.
Frankly, you know, we talk about all of the...
against the break here. We'll continue live coverage of Trump, and we got some Biden clips you're not going to want to miss.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Unmasking the elite's deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
continue with Trump Live here, speaking to the Fraternal Order of Police in New York City.
All around them. Kamala Harris and the radical liberals force anarchy on the American people while they live in safety, in many cases behind walls. You know that? Nancy Pelosi has a big wall wrapped around her house. Of course, it didn't help too much with the problem she had, did it? But she had a big wall wrapped around her house. But then she says, we don't want to, you have no idea what it was to get the wall done. Kamala Harris opposed me, Nancy Pelosi, everybody, the Democrats largely, not all of them, but they largely opposed it, but we got it built. I actually took it out of the military. I considered it an invasion because dealing with Congress is so crazy. I said, okay, ready? We're going to take $10 billion out of the military budget. You're going to buy about three less Army tanks. And we're going to build a wall because this is an invasion of our country. As soon as I said that, everybody said, you're right. And we did. We built over 571 miles of wall.
Think about that. The real problems this country faces are not in the Middle East. They're not in Russia or Ukraine. They're right at our southern border. And so it should start with the military spending with the wall, and then it should probably just be our military in general at the southern border.
On my right. I said, I'm so proud of that shot. Now I love it more than almost anything in the world. I love it more than I even love the police. Can you believe it? No, I pull down a chart. I always look to my left, always. And I seldom use it. I use it maybe 20% of the time for speeches. But it's always on my left. It's always at the end of the speech. And this time at the beginning of the speech, I said, pull down that chart. And if I didn't turn, I wouldn't be speaking with you today. So I love that chart. That chart is beautiful. I love that chart. I pulled it down. I said, boy, that is one beautiful. That's one beautiful, the yellow and the blue and the red, right? Anyway, but what that chart showed and shows is the numbers. You see, it went way down to almost nothing. And that was my final week in office. And then it went like a rocket ship right through the sky. We've never had anything like it. No country's ever had anything like it. Wealthy liberals destroy cities with defund the police. And there's still that movement that you just can't shake it. And sanctuary for illegals while they move further into gated compounds. They set loose violent repeat offenders with no bail while Marxist prosecutors harass and threaten police officers who protect the hardworking citizens. They don't want you to protect the people. It's hard to believe, actually. You know, sometimes you say these things.
This is in North Carolina. I apologize. I was saying New York. So, okay, North Carolina. Thank you, crew, for correcting me there. He's in North Carolina.
Anybody say, we don't want to have a border? Why would anybody say the whole world can empty out into our country, even though it's not sustainable? Why would anybody say something sort of simple like, we want men to play in women's sports? Why do they want to say we want men to play in women's sports? Why was that? Did you see the Olympics where they had two fighters, two transitioned fighters? They transitioned. This is the proper way of saying it. I say that just in case I don't want to get myself in trouble with the media, the fake news. And they had two fighters, and you see the one young lady, beautiful young lady, and she was a fighter from Italy, and she fought a transitioned person who gave her just, boom, a left jab. Now, jab, for those that don't know fight, that's just sort of, you know, keep it going before you give it. Boom, she backed up, whoa. Then he did another jab, and she quit. She said, I've never been hit like that in my life, right? She quit. Anyway, he went on to win the gold medal easily. And the other one went on to win the gold medal easily. But you have to see the weightlifting stats, where an eighth of an ounce is added on. And
what
for 18 years, they had a record.
What would first-generation feminists have to say about where we're at now? Where men can be women and men can compete in women's sports? I'm just curious. I'm just curious where the first wave feminists would stand on these modern-day phenomenons.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, Trump Speaking Live, his second live event of the day. I don't know if Kamala Harris will have a single one. Nobody really knows. She might not even know. She might be wearing headphones, so she can't be disrupted. Meanwhile, here's some of Biden. We might go back to Trump. Here's some of Biden. First, here's Biden. Listen to what he admits. Stunning revelation here. Of course, we all knew this, but now he admits it. What was the Inflation Reduction Act really about? But he doesn't just admit it. He then says, yeah, we lied about what it was called, too. Unbelievable. Clip five.
My investments, that through my investments, the most significant climate change law ever. And by the way, it is a $369 billion bill. It's called the we should have named it what it was. But at any rate.
Okay, so he can barely even talk. $369 spending bill. They lied and called it the Inflation Reduction Act. And then he admits, yeah, we lied about the name. It was really just about investing in alternative energy. So look, I explain this all the time, but he said it, and so we might as well briefly explain this. It's a giant boondoggle. It's a giant Ponzi scheme. Just like they spent $7.8 billion, I believe that's the number, and they built, I think it was in that bill, and they built, what was it, guys? 9 electric charging vehicle stations? I think it was 9? Maybe 7? It was less than 10. It was single digits. For north of $7 billion, they built south of 10 electric charging stations. You can go, some of these places in Austin, Texas, you know, it's a little hip, little liberal. $7.5 billion in federal funds yield only 8 EV charging stations. And I believe that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act, fake lie name bill. There's places in Austin, like there's public parks or like community colleges, and there'll be 6 charging stations right there. Do you think those cost $7 billion to build? See, it's a giant boondoggle. So they get their friends, all these Democrat liberal thieves. By the way, studies have shown Democrats are like 100 times more likely to steal than a Republican. So they go out, they find their liberal Democrat friends, and they say, hey, you should invest in a green new energy company. Hey. Or you should invest in an electric vehicle charging station company. Oh, okay, well, why? Well, because, you see, I'll give you billions of dollars. And you can pocket as much as you want. Yeah, you build an electric station, you know, here or there, whatever. And you pocket the billions of dollars, and then I'll buy stock in your company. And I'll buy it at the lowest rate when you go public. And then when I give you that billions of dollars in government money, the stock prices will skyrocket, and then I'll make millions of dollars. That's how the Democrat Green New Energy scam really works. And so they're all in on it. You want to know? So Biden admits they lied about the name. Oh, the Inflation Reduction Act, which they probably lied about the name because the inflation was so out of control that they just wanted to have something out there for headlines. And, you know, they kind of do this thing now where they understand most people get their news. It's not from a newspaper scrolling through headlines anymore. Or it's not even necessarily people just going being directed towards websites. They might open up their internet browser and it'll take them to a website. Most people get their news from a search engine. It's all about search engine optimization. So they play these games now. So, yeah, the Democrats do these things where they'll say, oh, Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. Again, just money laundering. You can go on and on. So now you go search, oh, inflation Democrats, inflation Biden, inflation Harris, and it's Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, Inflation Reduction Act, and then that's the headlines. And then they rig the algorithm at Google so you don't see the headlines, inflation up 20% under Biden, inflation up 15% in 1 month, inflation skyrockets record levels under Biden. Instead, you search Google for inflation, and it's Biden signs Inflation Reduction Act. Harris agrees on Inflation Reduction Act. And so that's how Google lies and cheats for the Democrats. And that's why they lie about the Inflation Reduction Act. And then Biden comes out and he's gone. His mind is gone. Alzheimer's, whatever it is. And he just says, oh, we lied about the name. It's not really about inflation. It was all about green new energy. So all the Democrats invest and buy stock in the green new energy companies. And then Biden gives $369 billion to all these companies. And so their friends make money. They only have to make 7 electric vehicle stations and a windmill. And then all their stock goes up 500%. And Nancy Pelosi becomes a centi millionaire. That's how green new energy Democrat politics work. Right there. And Biden admits it. Right there on, I guess it's not the campaign trail, it's a White House event. But there he is. Now, this is Biden today. This guy's gone. Folks, this guy is gone. So I don't know who's really running the country. I don't know who's really running the White House. It's obviously not Kamala Harris. The media won't check on it. Listen to what Biden does today. Now, first he tells the debunked lie. Then he's about to tell a second debunked lie and realizes his brain kind of clicks on for a second and realizes, oh, wait, everybody knows that's a lie. And so he kind of corrects course and then just kind of goes awkwardly silent. So this was Biden today. Go ahead.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near because, according to his own chief of staff, a 4-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers. My son died because of a year in Iraq. Nope. I'm just happy. I mean this in the bottom of my heart. I'm glad I wasn't there. I think I would have done something. No, I think you would have too. They're heroes. He's the sucker. He's the loser.
Okay, so suckers and losers never happened. There were a dozen people in the room when this supposed comment was made, and all but the one liar that put it in a book, if he even put it there, who knows? There, you know, most of these books are ghostwritten. They say, hey, just turn on Trump. We'll put your name on a book. We'll have a ghostwriter write it. You don't have to do anything except take a check. But we got to put some anti-Trump stuff in there. And most of them just take the check. So, okay, who knows? Who knows who even writes the book? They put that suckers and losers comment in it. All the other people in the Oval Office that day are asked, and they say, Trump never said that. Didn't happen. Total lie. Everybody on Trump's team, he's followed around all the time. They said, nope, never said it. Complete lie. Completely debunked. And then Biden comes out and says it on the campaign trail, and they cheer. Or a White House speaking event, and they cheer. But then, okay, but then did you see the second part? And my son, Bo! And he starts screaming. And then realizes, oh, wait, everybody knows this one's a lie, too. Play that again. This is an incredible moment. Play that again.
But my predecessor doesn't get it. He refused to visit an American cemetery in France that I was just near.
That he was just near? What is he talking about?
Chief of staff, a four-star Marine general, Trump said those servicemen buried there are suckers and losers.
Never happened. But here, now this is crazy. Watch this.
My son died because of...
What?
A year in Iraq.
All right, that's good. So he starts screaming as if somehow Trump called his son a sucker and loser. But then he realizes, okay, I've said this lie about my son dying in Iraq so many times, everybody knows it's a lie. Everyone knows it's a lie. You understand? Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit suckers and losers is a lie. Even the left-wing fact-checkers admit his son never died in Iraq, but he said it multiple times. So he's about to tell you the lie that his son died in Iraq, and then he has to, wait, everybody knows that's a lie. So he stops for a second, but he says, my son Bo died because of Iraq, because of a year in Iraq. Now look, Bo might have been the most upstanding member of society in the Biden family. He might have been maybe the most ethical of the Biden family. He was in Iraq as a lawyer. So I'm not even commenting on what he was or wasn't doing in Iraq. He didn't die in Iraq. And he didn't die because of any combat or the war in Iraq. But see, Biden's told this lie so many times. And, oh, he's about to tell it again. And, oh, he corrects himself and just kind of murmurs off. So that's the status of Joe Biden right now. He's gone. He's gone. Now, Kamala Harris is not the success story that they claim she is. And this was a year ago. This was a year ago. Forbes headline, the case against Kamala Harris as Biden's potential replacement. Here's New York Magazine, the case for Biden to drop Kamala Harris. So they were writing these stories a year ago. Kamala Harris has the lowest approval and popularity rating of any vice president of all time in American history. By far. She's in the 20s. So they're all sitting here a year ago, the Democrats, as you're getting ready for the campaign and the election cycle. And they're all sitting here thinking about how to win. And at the time, it was Biden, you know, the smartest guy of all time, most votes of all time. And so they're all thinking, okay, what's the best path for Biden to win? He's got to get rid of Kamala. That was the talking point a year ago, is that Kamala is such a disaster, they have to get rid of her. Remember, we played the clip of AOC yesterday where she admitted that the Democrats don't want Kamala either. So this whole thing is a complete disaster. Nobody likes Kamala. And anywhere you go, people understand, hey, you know, they cannot avoid getting the blame for the illegal immigrant situation and the flat-out invasion and the theft of your money that's going on in a lot of the Democrat cities. This is in New York. A guy hits the streets and asks New Yorkers about the illegal immigrant crisis. Everybody knows it's Biden-Harris. And so this is what it sounded like, clip 10.
And how do you feel about the current migration crisis here, in New York specifically?
In New York, because I'm from New York, the current vibrations is that we are putting too much money into illegal aliens coming in here, all right? Too much money while we have the mentally ill that's here, the veterans that are here, and there's no type of programs that's good for them. Now they just allocated $5 billion.
And you're a New York taxpayer.
I'm a New York City taxpayer.
How do you feel about that?
I don't, we can tax as Americans everywhere you looked at, mm-hmm. all right? But I don't feel that we should be going towards that. Then with the laws that they implement, you can't even deport them back no more. So they flooded all these immigrants in here. You can't send them back. They're ripping and they're robbing, stealing. You know, they're trying to survive, but the ripping I don't like. Well, the way I feel, you know, you have to come in the right way, like every other. And what they're doing is basically, to me, it's a sham. It's shamming all of New York taxpayers. They're shamming everybody.
The current migration crisis. Well, it's suffocating the regular residents that's here. They're suffocating us.
How so?
Especially with the services. We need services. Mothers, fathers. Yeah. There's a lot of homelessness going on.
Yeah.
Who knows how many of these people were evaluated. We got a lot of mental health going on out here. You know, everybody here is like a couple of paychecks away from being homeless, and all the homeless shelters are crowded. And they're causing ruckus. They just beat up cops.
How do you feel today? It was just announced that over $5 billion the last 2 years from New York taxpayers was gone for the homeless.
We were here.
Not homeless. I mean, the migration.
We thought it was a joke until we realized, yes, I heard they got a green card. They got a debit card and everything. Like, we didn't get none of that. The regular residents that live here needs that. We didn't get any of that. As a New Yorker, it makes you angry, but then you still have to push on. Life goes on. You still have to do what you have to do because New York moves so fast. So you still have to go to work and just grit your teeth and bear it.
Work for the military industrial complex. Work for the criminally illegal aliens.
What are your thoughts on the current situation?
Honestly, I think it's interesting because I pay a lot of money to be in this city. I'm barely holding afloat, to be honest, with my waitressing job, and the money is giving the city to the hotel, which, well, I mean, they're housing a bunch of illegal immigrants, so.
Yeah, so it seems like you're very frustrated, I'd sense.
I'm annoyed, to be honest.
Yeah. Dang, and how long have you been here in New York?
2 years.
Dang, and it's just becoming impossible
to live. Imagine if people made this connection.
Everything's so expensive.
Imagine if people had this understanding. You pay, when it's all said and done, probably close to 30, depending on where you live. If you're in New York, probably 40% of the money that you make goes towards taxes. And then those taxes go for foreign wars, the military-industrial complex, and illegal immigrants. And as she said, hey, you know, I'm working and struggling in New York. It's tough. Yeah, you probably pay 40% in taxes, and it's going to illegal immigrants and wars. Imagine if they made that connection and understood, well, gee, I should probably really think about who I'm voting for and not vote off of identity politics. And then all Americans should be unified to lower taxes and stop foreign wars. But see, you got to have that basic understanding. And really, it's an insult. It's an insult to everyday Americans that you have to pay for this invasion and you have to pay for foreign wars. What could $200 billion for Ukraine do for infrastructure? You ever been to New York City? It smells like trash because they don't even have proper trash receptacles, so they pile trash out on the streets. You ever been to New York City? Scaffolding on every block because I guess they just can't finish construction or I don't know what that is. Just scaffolding everywhere. Imagine what $200 billion for Ukraine. Imagine what that could do for our country. $2 trillion spent in the Middle East. Imagine what that could do for our country. These connections must be made and you got to vote accordingly. That's why we support Donald Trump because he wasn't a part of any of this. He tries to stop it all. And then the media lies and they say, vote Kamala. She's not white. But she's destroying your country that you can't stand. But you got to have the basic political IQ. You got to have the connections. You got to make the understanding. And that's what InfoWars is all about. So that's why they try to shut us down, and that's why they're so pissed off that Elon Musk purchased X and returned free speech to X so people can see videos like that and not be censored and post videos like that and not be censored. All right, but guarantee to you, if Kamala gets into office, they're going to shut down X. They're going to shut down Rumble. They'll shut down Gab. They'll arrest all the creators. Guaranteed. And the situation now at Telegram is not very good, by the way, but I'll have an update on that coming up. Trump is still speaking. This is amazing. Trump speaking live. Two events today. Speaks live for hours. Anybody seen Kamala? I don't know. Let's go back to Donald Trump live.
Jocelyn Nungari in Texas was tied up, assaulted, and strangled to death by migrant criminals from Venezuela that Bordezar Harris released into our country in February. An illegal alien shot three D.C. police officers right through a door. In June, an illegal alien shot two NYPD officers, one in the chest, one in the leg. Many have died. Many, many have died. You could go over these stats all day long. Death. In July, another illegal alien reportedly shot a San Antonio police officer with a rifle and shot him in a bad place. Only days ago, a migrant from Haiti who Kamala flew into our country very specially was arrested in Massachusetts for molesting a 10-year-old boy. Last month, another Haitian migrant was arrested in the same state for raping a 15-year-old girl. They're raping and they're killing people at levels that we've never seen. And you've seen what's going on in Colorado, and you see what's gone in Chicago. As we speak, heavily armed Venezuelan gangs have taken over entire apartment buildings and apartment complexes in Aurora, Colorado, terrorizing the residents. They're taking over. In the old days, you had to pay to buy that building. They just take it over. Oh, the people are living in such fear. They've left. Under Bordezar Harris, we are being conquered. We're being actually conquered, if you think of it from within. But as soon as I'm back in the White House, the conquest will end and the great liberation of America will begin. And you're going to be the ones leading the pack. We will take back every single square inch of American territory, and that's been invaded by these migrant gangs. It's been taken over. I mean, real estate patches have been taken over, and this is just the beginning. You haven't seen anything yet because they're just getting – they're just sort of assimilating. And how about what they're doing to our schools? They're going into schools. They're beating the hell out of our other pupils. We're giving them – chairs, and we're telling people that have been there, families that have had their children in that school, you can't go to that school anymore. We will dispatch ICE and the elite teams of federal law enforcement to clear out the gangs from Aurora and every other American city that's being torn up and victimized. And we'll get MS-13 and other vicious gangs out of our schools, out of our high schools, your communities, and out of our country. We're going to get them out of our country fast. You know, when I first came in, MS-13 was all over the place. We had so much. And I said, take them back to their country, Honduras, Guatemala. Take them back, El Salvador. And a general told me, sir, we can't take them back. Why? They won't accept them. When the plane is ready to land, they have major aircraft landed all over the runway, so you can't land the plane, the bus.
I'd love to see Kamala Harris do an hour of events once, an hour of live events. Trump did more than an hour earlier today addressing the legal situation. He's been speaking for the police, in front of the police for over an hour. Let's just see Kamala do 1 hour. Just one. Can she do it?
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95, that is again the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars is listener supported, and we appreciate your donations. But buy a product and support your health too. Nitric oxide is an important chemical messenger in the body. It promotes blood flow and it helps nerve cells communicate with one another. But over time, our bodies produce less of it. Full of amino acids to produce nitric oxide, Nitric Boost helps raise the amount of nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide is needed for strength, cardiovascular function, and healthy neurotransmission. It helps to improve blood flow, which helps improve overall immunity. Get some today, now 40% off. Support your health and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream at band.video.
Is still speaking, and I want to kind of give a social media update here with a situation going on at Telegram and this Tenet Media Lauren Chen story, because as more information continues to pour in, more realizations I think are coming to the front. And there's a lot of different factions at play here. And look, I'm just here to tell you the truth and call balls and strikes. And anybody that knows my approach, it's logical consistency. If it can't be applied universally, it's not logic, it's propaganda. And so it's funny, and I'm not going to make any assumptions. But it is funny that the right wing, that is very pro-Israel. Maybe they take money from Israel. Maybe they take money from the Israel lobby. I don't know. If you run for Congress, you certainly do. Like Nikki Haley, $1.5 million from the Israeli lobby. Yes, $1.5 million from the Israeli lobby to Nikki Haley. So I know that. These other influencers out there that are coming out against Lauren Chen, who is critical of Israel and their influence on our Congress and foreign policy, do they take money from Israel or you know, pro-Israel sources? I don't know. I know Nikki Haley does. And so Nikki Haley comes out as Trump is finishing up after speaking to the police in North Carolina. So Nikki Haley comes out and attacks Lauren Chen. Nikki Haley, a despicable warmonger. Owned by the Israeli lobby. And it hit me. And I'll get into some of this news, but it hit me. Remember, even this one guy, Jordan Satchel, I don't really follow his work. I mean, I see his stuff pop up every once in a while. If I thought his work was worth following, I'd follow it. I've never seen anything worth following. But I'm just using this guy as an example because he's on a hidden camera talking about the Israel lobby buying conservative opinions and influence. So you wonder, hey, why are Republicans or all these conservative people talking about Israel all the time? And we got to support Israel and Israel's our greatest ally. Look at the money. And then this Jordan Satchel guy attacks Lauren Chen. He's on an undercover video talking about the Israeli lobby buying conservative influence. And so, but see, then it hits me. Now, again, I'll wait and see what happens. Nobody's been charged or found guilty or innocent. There's an indictment. And so I see these clips of Lauren Chen that they're now posting, and they're like, oh, wow, look, Lauren Chen said this, see? And there's no logical consistency because first they say that Russia is trying to get Trump elected. Then they say, oh, it's Lauren Chen taking money from Russia. For the last 2 months, Lauren Chen has been critical of Trump and telling people not to vote for Trump. So, okay, well what's the logic here? So was Lauren Chen paid by Russia to hurt Donald Trump? No, I think Lauren Chen going on and saying if you're pro-life, don't vote for Donald Trump, or Lauren Chen having an opinion on Israel, or Lauren Chen having an opinion on the 19th Amendment, my guess is that's Lauren Chen speaking for herself and nobody's putting those talking points in her mouth. But see, that's when it hits me. And they share these videos of Lauren Chen talking. All these people, everything they say is bought and paid for. It's pure projection. So you can disagree with Lauren Chen. You could agree with Lauren Chen. I disagreed with her about the Trump stuff recently. I've been outspoken about that. I've explained why. But see, that's what it is. They can't believe that Lauren Chen would actually have her own opinion because they don't have their own opinions. All their opinions are bought and paid for. And so then it becomes this projection like, oh, ha ha, everything she says is bought and paid for. It's not real. No, that's you. That's you. But this is Wired Magazine covering this story. Here's what right-wing influencers actually talked about in tenant media videos allegedly financed by Russia. This is what Russia is pushing, ladies and gentlemen. This is what Russia is pushing via conservative talk shows. Free speech, stopping illegal immigration, too much diversity in video games and entertainment, racism towards white people, and Elon Musk. It's just so ridiculous. Now look, did Lauren Chen and this group take money from a Russian who maybe the Russian wanted to support independent media? Maybe he agreed with the messengers. Maybe he wanted to have something. I don't know. I'll wait and see. What I do know is that the DOJ and the FBI are untrustworthy liars, and they're going to use Russian conspiracy hoax 2.0 to say we can't certify Trump's election. That's what this is really about. Again, it's like 2016 all over again. How are people falling for this? For 8 years they've been making this up. Do you remember? We went out to, there used to be a house here called, or there used to be a restaurant bar here called the Russia House. I think they changed their name just to the house now because, you know, oh, dirty Russia. I'm dead serious. I used to actually go there. They've got like, I mean, I'm not a big vodka guy, but if you want to go try a bunch of different vodka, they had like 200 different vodkas, a bunch of Russian vodkas, Russian food. Used to go there all the time. Really liked the food they had there. Couldn't really get it anywhere else. And we went out because it was such a joke. Like InfoWars gets its talking points from the Kremlin. So we went out. If you've been watching InfoWars for 8 years, you remember we did a fake spoof video at Russia House. And Alex has a Russian hat on, is pretending to speak Russian and all this stuff. Like, oh yes, Putin does me. But yeah, guys, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the Second Amendment. Oh, what's that, Kremlin? Oh, yes, Second Amendment, good. Oh, okay, yes, da. Gee, guys, I don't know, free speech? Geez, I don't know what to think about that. Oh, what's that? Putin says free speech, good. Oh, yes, I will tell my audience free speech, good, Vladimir. Da, oh, see, okay. Like, what the hell is this? Putin is telling conservative, the Kremlin is telling conservative influencers that America needs strong borders. Oh my God. Oh, wow. That must, oh, it's a Kremlin talking point. Geez, is it a Kremlin talking point that little boys shouldn't get their peepees cut off by liberal doctors too? Is that a Kremlin talking point that we don't want liberal doctors chopping up little boys and girls? I mean, oh my gosh, who could come up with that except Russia? I would have never thought of that. I would have been so confused. What would we do, conservatives, without Russian influences? Russian paying people, the Kremlin paying conservatives to tell me that free speech is good, to tell me that the Second Amendment is good, to tell me that little boys and girls shouldn't be chopped up by liberal doctors. I mean, I could have never come up with that without Russia. Oh, thank you. This is what they want you to believe. And you have all these grifters, and you have all these holier-than-thou DC politicos, and you have all the Israeli lobby coming out and attacking them. It's just such garbage. How do people fall for this crap? Ridiculous. And then they say, oh, look, Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, oh, they're cooperating, Taylor Hanson, they're cooperating with the FBI. Oh my gosh. It's over. They're scared. That's not how it works. They're cooperating because they have nothing to hide. They're cooperating and they're going to say, yeah, here's everything. Here's all my phones. Here's all my emails. Here's all my communications. Have it all. I have nothing to hide. And they did the same crap to me and Alex.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys for our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com/show.
Remember, they arrested the founder of Telegram. Now, Telegram's FAQ has had a moderation. There used to be a question that said, had an answer that said, all Telegram chats and group chats are private amongst their participants. We do not process any requests related to them. That has now been taken down. So it's exactly what I suspected. And I'm not going to sit here and make any judgments about Telegram's founders based off of this, but it's exactly what I suspected. They're going to put him in jail. And they're going to twist his arm to get him to cooperate. And that's exactly, it would appear, exactly what's been done. So, you know, you're facing life in prison or God knows what they were doing to him in there. And they say, hey, look, we just want access to your thing. Or, you know, if we request access, you need to give us what we asked for. We'll let you out of here and, you know, you can stay out until we conclude this matter. And, okay. But based off the removal of that FAQ, I would guess that that's probably how this is going down. I would guess how this is going down. All right. We are going to be joined coming up in the last hour. We're going to be taking your calls on health issues, health concerns. And when RFK Jr. is campaigning now for Trump and talking about the seed oils and talking about the poisons they put in the food and chronic diseases and everything, we're going to talk about that with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up. Because, look, politics is obviously big and it's important, and it's where the InfoWars ship cruises into. But you know, one of the first things that really got me involved in InfoWars, because I was kind of a health guy, fitness guy, long before I was politics. And really, the first stuff that kind of got me onto InfoWars was finding out about the health stuff and the guests that used to come on here talking about the health stuff and the food supply and the water supply. And so this is a big, important aspect. And this is why we sell supplements, because we want you to be healthy. We want you to know about the attack on you with the food supply, the water supply. And so that's coming up, and we'll take your calls coming up as well. But that's why we sell the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And I cannot recommend enough to you Vitamin Mineral Fusion. And why do I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion? Well, that's because you can look at the label yourself. More than 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin C, vitamin D, and so much more in one scoop. In one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Plus, it's got things in there that you're probably deficient in or not getting any. CoQ10, NAC, boron, and so much more. So this thing is loaded. One scoop. It tastes great. By the way, this stuff sells out frequently because of how popular it is. And so if you're a big fan of Vitamin Mineral Fusion like I am, get it while it's in supply. 25% off right now. Perfect 5-star reviews. Read the reviews for yourself. And I was going to bring this up. I will bring this up with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up. When they first came out with these sports drinks, they were actually good for you. I won't even drink these sports drinks now. I could tell you the names of them, but everybody knows the most popular sports drinks. When they first came out, it was good for you. It was water and potassium and just like 5 ingredients that was actually good for you. Now it's all high fructose corn syrup and sugar and all this other garbage. And so you just don't want to drink it anymore. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, none of the garbage, all of the good stuff, and it tastes great. 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's get through some of this other stuff before we are joined by the doctor. Here, speaking of RFK Jr., talking about this health issue in clip 8.
We're going to send a very strong message out that people who are my supporters, we want them to vote for President Trump. If we're going to accomplish the mission that I set out to accomplish when I got into this campaign, to end the censorship, to end the surveillance, to get out of Ukraine war and unravel the war machine, and the chronic disease epidemic, the only way to do that is to get President Trump in the White House and me into Washington. So we're going to pull out all the stops to make sure that happens.
Make America healthy again. And we're a welcoming people in the Trump movement. See, we're actually the good guys. We're the people you want to live next door to. We're the people that you want driving by when you have a flat tire. We're the people you want to babysit your kids. Not you know, the anti-common sense jerk-off liberals. So when RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan decided to come out and endorse Donald Trump, they got nothing but love, nothing but open arms, and they've talked about such. Even Cenk Uygur from the Young Turks is addressing this now. Listen to this, and the replies to this are hilarious. As you post this on X last night, agree with online right-wingers, 2%. Their reaction is welcoming you to the party. MAGA welcomes you. agree with an online leftist only 90% of the time, they call you a Nazi. Yeah, who's Kamala Harris, the party, the campaign of love and joy. The campaign of psychotic freaks. But see, okay. So yeah, we can talk about the personality traits of a conservative versus a liberal. Everybody knows. But there's a larger thing here too. What is Cenk maybe inadvertently realizing or maybe not? Leftists are totalitarians. I've been saying this for how long? They are totalitarians. You cannot stray even 1% or you're out. They need 100% agreement and they need 100% power. That's the only way the left can operate and exist. Even the Young Turks realizing this. How about that? And again, the replies to this are hilarious. Like, oh, welcome, Cenk. Like, oh, we love you. Great to have Young Turks on board. You know, Cenk was running for president as the Democrat. I think he got more votes than Kamala. Yeah, yes, he did. Cenk Uygur of the Young Turks got more votes than Kamala Harris. Why isn't he on the ticket? They stole it from you. Can you believe that, Cenk? Mm-mm-mm. What a shame that they would do you so dirty. We're here to welcome you, though. All right, James O'Keefe. We played the new O'Keefe Media Group report on the Washington Redskins guy who I properly predicted would be out of a job. Now he is. But listen to the mainstream media. James O'Keefe responding to mainstream media lies and twists about his story in clip four.
The Commanders suspended their vice president of content today after an undercover video was published online. In the video, Rael Inteam makes comments about the intelligence of NFL fans, the personal backgrounds of NFL players, and how he views NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. It does not appear that Inteam was aware that he was being recorded. An outlet named O'Keefe Media Group published the video. James O'Keefe is the CEO and creator. He was the founder of Project Veritas, you may remember, which was a conservative activist group known for its use of undercover stings and other deceptive tactics in an effort to discredit mainstream media organizations.
I'm not discrediting him. I'm actually crediting him, showing him saying things in his own words. It's his words, and I'm publishing his words that came out of his mouth. And it's on video.
And progressive groups. News 4 reached out to O'Keefe for comment. We are still waiting to hear back.
This video is my comment. And I just sent it to you.
Yeah.
Discredited. It's literally his words. I discredited it. No, I'm giving him credit. I published his own work. Now, if we could only get James O'Keefe off of those that toxic cereal, we'd be all good.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
In a world of shadows, one man brings the light. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Found out he'd been voting Democrat from the grave, and he got very upset about this. He was very upset to find out that he voted for Biden and was about to have a mail-in vote for Kamala Harris from the grave. This ticked Jim Morrison off. So he decided to write a new song about Kamala Harris in clip 9.
You always say what is untrue. You are a master falsifier. When somebody fact-checks you, like a chameleon, you change your attire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
The time for cackling is through. The Biden's condition is dire. Now the party turns to you. It's time to claim what you desire.
Kamala's a big fat liar. Kamala's a big fat liar. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
That AI is pretty amazing there, isn't it? But everybody knows that Jim Morrison actually just became Rush Limbaugh as a CIA plant. Everybody knows that. Come on. All right, we're being facetious here. Now, this is funny. This group, Freedom Tunes, is really good. They do really funny political cartoons. They don't get near enough attention or credit. And it's just nice to see people making stuff like this, original art like this, that's funny and entertaining. I find it hilarious. I don't know. Maybe the crew can tell me if I'm crazy, I'll stop playing them. I find this stuff hilarious. So this is from Freedom Tunes. Freedom Tunes. And this is Freedom Tunes, Kamala's wealth tax episode.
We're going to tax them. 25% on unrealized gains.
That's going to crash the entire economy.
Boom. Dwayne caused 100 million.
Huh? No, her plan would crash the stock market. That hurts working people. It hurts everyone.
Boo! You complaining? You ain't even got 100 million, bro. Bro. Why you worried?
Well, because
you think you gotta pay the wealth tax? Bro, you don't got 100 million, bro. Boo!
You don't understand. My concern is that forcing the best performing stockholders to sell off 25% of their earning shares would completely crash the market forever. And all we stand to gain is enough to pay for less than 1% of Kamala's proposed budget.
Bro.
Yeah.
I don't get it. You don't got 100 million, bro. No. You don't know you don't got 100 million, bro. No, you don't got 100 million.
Okay, the best case scenario, best case, it raises enough to fund the government for less than 3 days. 3 days! That's what you want to risk the entire economy on. 3 days of revenue.
Bro,
you understand?
Anyway, listen.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Bro,
you
don't
listen.
Guys, come on. No,
bro, it's back to you.
This guy thinks he's got 100 million.
Everything.
I know.
I don't know, man.
Remember Freedom Tunes?
I find this stuff hilarious from Freedom Tunes. By the way, Even Mark Cuban has come out and said that the unrealized capital gains tax is a horrible idea. Yeah, no kidding. Nice to see he has some common sense left in him. Whatever. It's just insane at this point. I could do policy all day long. All Democrat policies suck. So that's why RFK Jr. has left the Democrat Party and endorsed Donald Trump and wants to make America healthy again. We're on board with Dr. Diane Kaiser coming up next, and we'll open the phone lines with your questions.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, final hour of the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're joined now by Dr. Diane Kaiser. We're talking about making America healthy again. I want to talk about that with her, and then we'll open up the phone lines, ask the doctor with your concerns. But here's what I love happening right now. And, you know, I could talk about some of the experiences in my life with this and then kind of get your analysis, your response. One of the things that RFK Jr. has brought to the campaign platform is anti-seed oils. And I think for most people, you know, there was a famous documentary that came out a long time ago. I think it was called Food Inc. And it impacted so many people that they changed their diets. I think a similar thing could happen with seed oils. Like if you saw how canola oil was produced, you probably would avoid it at all costs. But still, most seed oils. Now, for me, my experience with seed oils, when I cut out seed oils, I mean, I was never really a fat person. I probably always had a pretty low body fat, but it's like that kind of like maybe 1 or 2% of body fat that I just couldn't cut. As soon as I cut out seed oils, it eventually dissipated. Another thing, and I don't know if I can all credit this with seed oils, but some people have said that it might have something to do with that. I used to get bad sunburns. I haven't worn sunscreen in probably 3 years or whenever I stopped with seed oils. And my skin has never been healthier. I don't even burn at all anymore, like at all. I mean, it's actually crazy. I mean, I'm not exactly, you know, I'm pretty fair skinned, pretty light complected here. I don't even get burns at all anymore. So I don't know if that's seed oils or maybe there's some other things. But as soon as they switched from like raw butter and beef tallow and started putting these seed oils and everything, all these chronic diseases, all this obesity, everything went through the charts. Especially in the youth, what can you talk about when it comes to people's personal health and ingesting seed oils?
Thank you for opening the floor with something highly inflammatory, Owen, because we have talked about this before with regard to spraying all kinds of gasoline additives on our skin to protect ourselves from the skin when really the sun is where we get 80% of our energy. Like you're tired because you don't have enough mitochondria inside of your cells to make it. And we are charged like lizards, like Bill Gates, wrong analogy, but we are charged by the sun. And so this morning I woke up, all kinds of chemtrails. They're blocking the sun
yep.
because they know that that makes us sick.
And they make you scared of the sun too.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. It's like, stop lathering.
Yeah. I mean, imagine that. I'm sorry. It's just, this is such a key point. Past civilizations used to worship the sun. Like, they knew the sun was the giver of life, of all things life. Now it's, oh, you need to be afraid of the sun. Don't get too much sun.
Yeah. How dare you have enough energy, because we want you to be so dumbed down that and fluoride brained that we can control you. The easiest way to control humanity to make you a lifelong customer is to poison you and to remove you from the sources of nature that God created that plug us into energy and life force. So please, you guys, number one, Owen, thank you for making that analogy, because we have talked about this before, that you will not need sunscreen if you're not eating seed oil, if you stop eating seed oil. I never use sunscreen. I mean, if I'm in the sun for maybe more than 2-3 hours and I'm out scuba diving at one of our Mexico properties, yeah, I might put some on, but not the toxic stuff that's actually killing all of the coral. You know, a lot of countries have banned this stuff, meaning they've banned sunscreen. But canola oil, for example, if we're going to get into seed oils, it's, they call it rapeseed oil. I mean, can we think about this? Raping and pillaging our health. Rape seed oil.
And don't they even put that in baby formula?
Yes. This is what pisses me off. I do not understand how mothers, I mean, okay, I talk about breast implants too. Like, first of all, our nipples give life. Our nipples give energy. They give food, right? And so mothers who cannot make their own food, we are gaslit, and then women are completely fear-mongered to give them the GMO food that absolutely obliterates their gut flora. And the majority of babies' gut flora is being created up until the time they're two. That's how long it takes to build a baby's immune system. And most of that flora is actually bifidobacteria. And that's the number one species that we saw get completely wiped out with people who got the jab. So canola oil and all kinds of other GMOs and vegetable oil, that sounds healthy, vegetable oil, but seed oil is absolutely not. It's historically used, and they have in the past used it for gasoline, and it damages cardiac muscle. I mean, in honor of my grandmother who just had a heart attack, and she's 95 and probably on her last few breaths, who got, tons of jabs and absolutely loves Biden thanks to the programming of the television, the televised vision. Right now, her heart and many of our hearts, even for people who are younger, children who are young and having heart attacks, 50% of children have chronic disease. Are you kidding me? We absolutely must make America healthy again. And it starts with understanding that seed oils and sugar, and one of the things that you talked about earlier, Owen, which is high fructose corn syrup, which is loaded with mercury and poisoning children, we have to get this crap out of our school systems. 80 plus percent right now of kids' foods in school is subsidized from these very companies that make us super.
By the way,
sick.
It's not just the schools. I mean, it's the prisons, but okay, whatever. We'll just leave that out for this conversation. It's the hospitals. If you go to the hospital and you have your baby there, the food that they're going to bring you is the same garbage with the same horrible chemicals. Not healthy. No rewarding health benefits whatsoever. And by the way, just to get the record clear, we're not telling you to go out in the sun just raw for 7 hours and you're going to get a sunburn. But if you train yourself and maybe get 15 minutes here, 30 minutes there, and are not consuming seed oils, your skin is going to be healthier. The chances of you burning are going to be less. I'm not saying go to the beach first time, one time in months getting sun for 7 hours, you're not going to get a burn. So let's just, you know, for people that are going to say, oh, look, they're setting you up for something, let's put things into perspective here. But I look at everything. And I'm sure you've seen the pictures too, like beaches from the 60s, 70s, 80s. You cannot even find a fat person. And they've really done this with the foods. They've really done this with the food supply. And I was looking at a story about what used to be the ingredients in the number one sports drink in the world. I don't think I need to say it. I think everybody knows. And it was water, potassium, salt, and lemon juice. And you look at these drinks now, and it's you got food coloring dyes, you got quote-unquote natural flavors, you got processed sugars, you got high fructose corn syrup, and they market it as a sports drink. It's the last thing I would want to drink if I was playing sports.
When I played professional soccer, Owen, and I also played, well, it's more so when I was playing for the university that I got a scholarship to. Of course, our sponsor was the one that you didn't mention. And of course, the number one ingredient is, of course, they'll say it's sugar because sugar, yes, it's an electrolyte. I do believe we need some amount of sugar for our brain to function. So there's ketovores, there's carnivores, there's all different kinds of diets these days. I believe in finding the balance for each person, but the types of sports drinks, energy drinks, and even the things that say they have tons of minerals in there, they're using all kinds of jargon greenwashing to make it seem like when we grab this bottle that's just, it's actually contained in plastic, and the majority of us on average are inhaling one credit card size of microplastics every single week, and then we're consuming these foods, or children are consuming these foods, or it looks like professional athletes might be drinking these kinds of sports drinks.
Oh, that's right, because they used to serve it in a glass bottle as well. And just let's do like a real deep tease here, because we're already prepping for this, because I do think it may be some of the most important stuff that people will ever hear. And look, I consider myself a pretty healthy guy. I mean, I don't live a perfectly healthy lifestyle. It's almost impossible to do it these days unless you're extremely, let's say, wealthy or well off. You don't have to worry about working or whatever. But I was even surprised after talking to you about some other stuff that, no, there's things that even people that live healthy and think they have a good diet that you might deal with. So we're going to talk about that next time. It's going to be a very important broadcast, really dealing with the microplastics and the toxic chemicals that are in the ground, in the sky. I mean, it's like you can't even avoid it, really. It's not, I mean, I'm not going to live in a plastic bubble. So it's really just an incredible thing. But, you know, I think when you get back to the issue with the health, how much of this, like I'm at the grocery store and I'm thinking, I kind of want to treat myself. And the bakery has some nice, freshly baked blueberry pie. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to get some blueberry pie. And I go and look at the ingredients and it's got canola oil and it's got natural flavor. And it's just like, you can't even buy a blueberry pie for the bakery.
I know, it's a wild, then you start looking at, can I even pronounce these toxic ingredients? And you're like, do I have to learn a whole new language? And yes, you would, you guys. I mean, there's a few slides I prepared today so that you can see like the average baby and how many poisons that they have when they're even born before they even take their first breath. It's over 250 of them. And it's because, you know, you might have like a dad or a mom like who make us, or hopefully it's that and not just IVF these days, which is like the future of CRISPR. And they say that like 80% of babies or 70% of babies will by the year 2080 be born to a fake womb. But anyway, so this blueberry pie thing and this concept, I want you to understand something, everybody. And I was thinking about this. A lot of thoughts come through me as I'm taking a shower. My eyes are closed. It's like there's rinsing of the old school that's leaving and we're washing the old crap away. And I can see clearly that I used to actually crave a lot of these things. Like you were just saying, oh, and I used to crave chocolates. Of course, magnesium deficiency could lead to that too. But I'm looking at like what's different in the last 10 years since I really started diving deep into parasites. Is that I don't crave those foods that I did anymore. I crave real foods. And so when your body is not infected with parasites and it's not deplete with nutrients, it's not going to crave toxic things. And then you can actually switch over to, I'll give you one thing to try, Owen, and everybody listening. One thing I love, and it tastes like brownies or it tastes like cookies, like cookie dough. You could literally just take a high-powered blender. And you can take one handful of cashews and one handful of walnuts, soak them for a couple hours, rinse them out, put them into a high-powered blender, add some vanilla, add a little pinch of sea salt, add some monk fruit or maybe some local honey because that helps with allergies. You make some nut butter, and I swear, you guys, it tastes better than any fake nut butter that's loaded with all kinds of crap and preservatives than you will ever taste. And it actually goes bad in a week because you're eating real food. When you eat real food, you won't be craving for this crap anymore. And it takes about a month when you actually do a full cleanse to stop craving those foods. I promise at first it sounds like, yeah, I want the blueberry pie. I want it. Sure, you can want it.
Don't tell me I can't have blueberry pie. You're telling me there's not I can't have... Somebody can make a blueberry pie out there that's not going to have bad ingredients. I mean, that's... See, but that's my thing. It's like... Again, I'll spoil myself and whatever, eat something like a blueberry pie. But it's like, not if there's literal poison in it as I see it. And that's what's so frustrating. It's like you can't even get, like, say maybe a junk food or a soul food or just something to treat yourself, whatever. And it's just like, it's just filled with crap that I never want to consume. And so it's so frustrating. And I mean, it's nice, again, for me. I mean, Diane, I don't even have time to cook my eggs. I drink my eggs raw every morning. So, I mean, but to make this nice nut butter, I'm sure it would be very good and, you know, probably a great recipe. Maybe I'll do it sometime. But that's what's so frustrating. It's like we don't have, and this is kind of, I guess, if there's a vision to make America healthy again, it's that I want to be able to go to the store and I want to be able to buy food and not have to worry that there's poisons in it, right? I want to be able to go to the bakery and get a blueberry pie and not see a bunch of toxic ingredients. You know, it's like we don't have to live like this. You know, that's right. We don't have to have our fries at your favorite restaurant cooked in canola oil. We can cook them in beef tallow. It's like there's things we can do here, and it doesn't have to be this way.
You know what? I have a really hard time, Owen. Whenever I go to a normal grocery store, I'm getting more and more frustrated, and it takes a lot to anger me. I see my people getting poisoned, and that's enough for me to get passionate and get on my soapbox and preach about these things, because I've been speaking to university children, teenagers, and these are the ones that actually they need their brain in order to think, to get a scholarship, to have a place in society, so their parents say. And now every time we go to the grocery store, there's less and less organic nuts. It's not that much more expensive. If you go to a farmer's market, and here is where you're going to find it, my friends, we need to come together, number one. We need to start bartering like we used to, number two. Number three, you can get tower gardens and grow your own food at home. It's so easy. You can grow your own broccoli. You can grow your own cruciferous vegetables. This was the original fiber that helped us to detox. So those are two things that you could do to cleanse your body, is to make sure that you get like 35 grams of fiber every day and drink 3 liters of water. This is 1 liter right here. And make sure that you're really washing your body. You're doing an inner scrub for your body. I went to the grocery store and I was going to get some broccoli because it's really, really good to flush out a lot of these, what's called xenoestrogens. These are the things like the arsenics and the petroleums and the herbicides, the things that look like estrogen to the body. And that's why we have a lot of gender confusion and people who want to gender mutilate and change their sexes. What happens with a lot of these toxins is that, like, right now, 90% of people, and this is the lab testing that we do, and that's what we're going to talk about in the next show, 90% of people that we test with urine testing in my practice and beyond, they have measurable amounts of pesticides and herbicides in their system. This creates an inflammatory response in the body where our nervous system is on fire. And then we are in pain and we wonder why. Then we end up taking medications and then you end up craving more carbs. And when you eat carbs like corn, for example, corn is high fructose corn syrup. Other way around, if you're seeing high fructose corn syrup as a label, it's GMO corn. It's loaded with mercury and it's going to increase mold inside the body. And when you have mold inside the body, now you're inflamed. Now people are going to be like, I just need Ozempic. Just give me Ozempic. I don't care what it does to the body. Ozempic is leading people down a massive tunnel of toxicity, danger. They're losing their muscles.
Well, see, this to me is where we cut at the core of the issue, because now we're, you know, And look, I talk about corruption and stuff. You focus on health issues, but to me, this is kind of the crossroads where, and you can dig into this, folks. This actually goes back to petroleum products and then the lobbyist groups making it legal for pharmaceutical ads on TV and then everything else. We live in an environment essentially that make you sick, unhealthy, depressed. And then the same people that create that environment then sell you not really a solution or a remedy, but kind of like just a short-term relief, let's say. And this is how Big Pharma operates. So it's like, oh, yeah, you're depressed. But they don't address the root cause. They just say, oh, here's a pill. Oh, hey, you have inflammation. They don't address the root cause. They say, oh, here's a pill. All these different things that they do. And so that's where it gets to corruption. You know, that's why these pharmaceutical companies run their ads 24/7 on television. That's why they're one of the most powerful lobbying groups in D.C. And I think that there's a cross-contamination here, no pun intended, of our civilization to create an environment that makes you unhealthy so that you're forced to go get the pharmaceutical product.
Exactly. And that's what's really sad is that it's a slippery slope. I'll hear some people say, well, I don't eat that bad. I don't drink soda or I don't eat fast food. But then they still do once a week. And I wanted to share some statistics, you guys, as we're kind of wrapping up before commercial break. These are statistics I've been gathering over the last 15 years since I've been at this as a detox doctor. 95% of disease is caused by inflammation, mostly due to environmental toxicity. 85% of foods have been tested for positive pesticide residues that are proven to cause cancer. 126 is the number of chemicals the average woman uses on her body for beauty. The average person has over 700 synthetic chemicals in their body. 276 is the number of toxins babies are born with today, of which 180 cause cancer, 217 cause brain and nervous system damage, 208 cause birth defects. 90% of the population has a pathogen overgrowth of some kind, an infection that a doctor is happy to give you an antibiotic of some kind for, which is more likely than not going to rupture your Achilles tendons or disconnect the very things that keep you together, your ligaments, your tendons, your muscles. This is what the attack is on the temple of Christ that lives within all of you. They want to break down everything that connects your body parts together. They want to break down everything that connects you to God. They want to break down everything that connects us to each other. They want to break down the things that connect you to your farmers, which you can pay a third of the price now for the same food that you could find at the grocery store that's wrapped in plastic that is more likely to give you cancer, that takes thousands of years to biodegrade. And 90% of Americans at this point suffer from some sort of mineral imbalance and deficiency, which means you're going to be hormone deficient, which means you're going to have no energy and not be able to sleep well. And most of the time that's due to heavy metal toxicity. 1 in 2 men and then 1 in 3 women are estimated to get cancer in this lifetime, even more that we're finding with the turbo cancer since the jab, mainly due to toxicity, because people have no idea that they have been poisoned. Shots have been fired since the day that we've been born. And before that, since the 1950s, when they started putting all kinds of toxins in World War II, they've been bringing in toxins from the World War II into our food supply, and actually in the 1930s, they did that with the Flexner Report, brought in Flexner, and he actually took Rockefeller petroleum and put it into seed oils and food and medication and started selling that as food. I spell it P-H-E-U-D. Right now, we've got RFK. Bobby Kennedy wants to, reincarnated from his family, he wants to actually put this on the map. 85%, you guys, he's testing even for more than that of these foods that are in kids' lunchboxes have chemicals like atrazine. That is what we've been talking about here on these shows that is likely to confuse the hell out of children. They don't even know who they are anymore.
Yeah, and that was proven. You know, they all made fun of Alex Jones with the gay frogs thing. It was proven in studies and data that, no, that's exactly what the atrazine does. I want to give out the phone number now for people to call in with questions for Ask the Doctor. Dr. Diane Kayser with us. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And you know, this is the incredible thing. It's like our bodies are incredible and it's really tough to kill us. I mean, quite frankly, I mean, they poison us basically to death, but yet still people can live a long time and deal with it. But, I forget the name of the movie all the time. It's got, Chris Pratt and, Jennifer Lawrence and they're out in space and the spaceship has this major malfunction and then all these other things go wrong. But it's like when the body is healthy, it heals itself. It rejuvenates itself. You know, you age better and all this stuff. You don't deal with these little things, but it's like if the core has the problem, if the core has the consistent problem that's not addressed, everything is going to continue to go wrong. And until you address that, it's just going to keep being red flags and issues all over the place. We'll be right back.
Shop supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The beacon of truth in a world of deceit. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
And our guest, Dr. Diane Kaiser. We're taking your calls, Ask the Doctor. And we got some interesting ones here. Let's start with one that I know is going to be right up your alley. And, Diane was even texting me, making sure during the full moon I was doing my parasite cleanse. I don't want to talk about it. But Jim in Texas does. So let's go to Jim in Texas. Go ahead, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call. 63-year-old, no meds, no health issues. Ordered the
the Full Moon Cleanse after your last show, came in, used it during the full moon early August. Kind of freaked me out. This is uncomfortable, but the first few days, really like loose black stools. Black, and my wife's a nurse. She says that means blood, but about day five, it was pretty much space aliens in my toilet. It kind of freaked me out. My question is, do I have not been continuing with the daily regimen that's on the back of the packaging? The only thing I take is, a handful of InfoWars supplements every day. So, just need feedback. Is that normal?
Yes, actually, let me talk about this for a minute. So, Jim, thank you for calling in, and thank you for doing the weird things that we all need to do, because better out than in is what I say. If you guys can queue up a couple of slides, I've got starting slide 9. They did find in Bobby Kennedy's brain, they found a dead worm. And so the reason why this is so important to do what Jim's doing, we've got a full moon coming up again, Jim. So I highly recommend you continue, and I'll customize this answer for you. But during the full moon is when the parasites are the most active. That's when the people are the weirdest. We've got lunar ticks running around. There's more car accidents. There's more hospitalizations. There's more people who call in sick other than the Super Bowl, which is when parasites are actually really happy because they get to eat a lot of sugar. But during the full moon is when you did it, which is great. You're getting a lot of these low hanging fruit out of your colon. So a lot of men these days, one of the 1 in 3 statistic of men who are likely to get cancer, actually it's 1 in 2 men because of the colon, because a lot of these toxins that end up harboring in the colon. Yeah, thanks you guys, showing the slides. Show that next image too. And I want to ask Jim a question. Slide number 10 and then 11 is going to show something where inside of these parasites is all of the waste inside of your body that has not been able to leave. So it could be really old, dried up blood. When you kill these parasites, you're killing them as well, which they do suck your blood. I mean, think about a vampire. That is what these parasites do. They suck the life force out of you, which is why you feel like you've lost your life force. So inside of these bugs is mold, xenoestrogens, metals, candida, bacteria, Lyme. And a lot of these things, when you kill the parasites, you're also seeing the remnants of what they've been doing the cleanup crew inside of your body in. And a lot of people have a lot of viral replications that happen during a parasitic overgrowth. When you start to get rid of parasites, you're also not going to have as many viruses, because people don't realize that a lot of HPV or HIV or Epstein-Barr, or people say herpes, they often get herpes. You're not a cyclovir deficient. You probably have some sort of parasite, like maybe in the brain. And I'm not saying this is you, Jim, but I'm saying that right now you did one parasite cleanse. Well done. And keep going, my friend. If any of you guys are curious what he's talking about, you can go to DianeKazer.com/free parasite cleanse and just get started. Or you'll find on my website how to get the full moon parasite cleanse as well.
I can tell from experience, and I spoke to other people. I can't say I've tried every parasite cleanse, certainly not an enema. But from the parasite cleanses that you can take orally, I think I've done 3 different ones now. Yours was by far I noticed the most. Other people reported the same thing. Jim, I appreciate your call. Keep at it. I know it can, be a little, we'll just say disgusting at times, but it's healthy for you. It's a good thing. And I appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and buying our products as well.
Sure. Love y'all.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Okay. Let's go to Serenity in New York. Serenity, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, hi. Okay, so you were talking about the pesticides on foods and eating natural, you're talking about nuts and things like that, vegetables. But, did you ever think about the fact that even farmers who don't use pesticides, they try to use something that's more natural to get rid of the pests? That's fine, well and good. But it's there's a possibility that, you know, the cloud seeding that's dropping from the planes or the chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, that, you know, and they're loaded with those, that what they're dropping on the food is loaded with plastics and all types of metals, is dropping on the food on these supposedly farms where they're growing natural products. So they don't, they're not aware, the farmers are not aware, and then they're selling it to you, you're ingesting it, and you're getting sick just the same.
Yep, I agree with you, Serenity. Yep, go ahead.
So, you know, I don't, what are you supposed to eat and drink? Like, everything is affected by the environment, and we do not have a clean environment. That's the bottom line. We don't have a clean environment.
Amen, sister. So, first of all, I love your name, and I feel like the more that we eat real food, the more that we will have serenity within us, and the more we come together to actually share the truths that you just discussed. So I did a, and actually there's been some really great awareness lately. You guys got to watch The Dimming. The Dimming is a documentary, and if you find me on BitChute, it's free. And you just type in BitChute Diane Kaiser, you'll find The Dimming on there. You just type in The Dimming. Dane Wigington is amazing. He's been blowing the whistle on geoengineering and chemtrails and all the crap that's in there. There's the same things I just showed that they just showed the slides of, fungus and mold and these heavy metals, aluminum, barium, strontium, these things that also are in the pesticides and the herbicides that we're trying to avoid. So my point is this, you guys, I agree, and it pisses me off as well that we are even trying to eat organic and it's still being sprayed with junk. So two solutions for you there. Number one, everybody every day, and I mean everybody, we need to be taking some kind of binder. What is a binder? It is something like a fulvic acid, a humic acid, which is very powerful and can bind to graphene oxide. It's been one of the most powerful, potent things that can bind to graphene oxide that is also in the chemtrails, was also in the injectables, in all injectables at this point, dental anesthetics, in all injectables coming from Western pharma. And so we need to have some binders, because no matter what we do, we are all surrounded by so many toxins at all levels. So I actually have something, it's dianekaiser.com/binders. You could learn all about, like, what is a binder? How do I take it? It's easy. It's in supplement form. Jim was on one of them in the Full Moon Parasite Cleanse that you guys can do with us. And it binds to these toxins because we are breathing them in. We're drinking them. Even if you are getting the healthiest organic food, yes, I agree. They are also grown in water that is underground, and we can't regulate everything. I tell you guys, drink distilled water. That is the only type of water that gets rid of every toxin, that gets rid of every radioactive element. And I'm seeing those in everybody that we test. So drink distilled water. Eat your minerals and food. Get your minerals and fulvic and humic acids, which is also binders that gets rid of and binds to very strongly a lot of these toxic pesticides, herbicides, environmental toxins, and radioactive elements. Totally agree with you, sister. You guys, every day, all of us, we have to be on a supplement binder. Take two pills twice a day. And the reason for that is just like you wouldn't drink water from a hose like we used to when we were kids, because it's full of waste. And if you want to know how disgusting your water is, go to ewg.org/tapwater, type in your zip code, and look at all the water that you're bathing in, even if you are filtering your water. So I totally agree.
Well, that's exactly right. And I know we don't sell the filtered water shower heads anymore. I have them in my house. I do believe we still have water filters in stock. If you're not filtering your water, folks. Yeah, I mean, if you're not filtering your water, folks, that's like a no-brainer. You got to filter your water at the very least. And we just have the best water filters. And we just have the best. Yeah, we just have the best water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. I believe we do still have some in stock. You got to be filtering your water. And Serenity, I thank you for the call. And I'll have you know, this kind of goes in when, because we already talked about this too. We're going to have a lot more in-depth answers to that question next month with Dr. Kaiser, because we already kind of talked about answering some of those questions for, people that even live healthy lifestyles, eat organic food, and then you might be surprised some of these things that are still in your system, and it's like, well, what do? How do you get rid of them? So we're going to do a real deep dive into that. I think it'll be very important for us to do the deep dive into that next time you're on with us. So kind of a deep tease of that coming up next month. All right, let's take another call here. let's go to, let's see here. A lot of these calls are actually on that topic, funny enough, so I kind of want to save those for next week. Let's see here. Let's go to, how about Scott in Pennsylvania with an interesting question? Go ahead.
Hi, Owen. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Kaiser, my question. Before I ask you the question, I just want to thank you. Did I overhear you say that you are offering a free parasite cleanse?
Yeah, go to DianeKaiser.com/freeparasitecleanse.com. It's, and my last name is, it's right up there. It's DianeKazer. Kaiser is a hospital, but I'm not affiliated. But DianeKaiser.com/freeparasitecleanse.
I'm deeply sorry.
Everybody does it.
I'm in the process of transferring to a new job, and I've been really sick lately because I was living in South Carolina for a few years, at the beginning of the pandemic, and I started drinking a lot of alcohol on the road. I was walking over, I want to say at least like 12 miles a day. Like back and forth to work, and I was drinking large amounts of vodka, but I was also taking a bunch of supplements. I was spending, I had like everything. Like I remember when DNA Force Plus was like 60-70% off, and I bought a ton of it, and what happened was I bought, when you guys were selling Myco ZX at the time. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I can't. I'm cutting out a little bit, Scott. I'm not sure if you have a question, but you're cutting out a little bit.
Oh, okay. I wasn't doing really well. And I kind of fell off a little bit. And I'm just trying to get back into that rhythm again. But my question was, how are we going to campaign to bring these cleanses into the doctor's office? Is it going to be a whole change, or like how are we going to do that?
Great question. Are you talking about like the Kaisers of the world, the hospitals, the MDs?
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't know. Like, I think I heard you refer like maybe like antibiotics or something earlier, but I don't know.
Yes.
I think you understand the question, Diane, and yes. I'll let you answer. Okay. But I'll kind of put it out there so the audience maybe better understands, because Scott was kind of breaking up. It's basically, how do we replace a corrupted medical system, a corrupted hospital system, a corrupted pharmaceutical industry with the stuff that we're talking about, the stuff that's actually going to work?
It's a great question, and my answer is this. Where do you want to use your energy? To work with people who already have solutions, or work with people who have been so indoctrinated for 100+ years to sell you pollutions? We just, at this point, we have a migration of MDs who are understanding that they are working for the beast. They're working for a corrupt institution that, if you look at the caduceus, it looks like two parasites coiling together. They're serpents. They're loosing our energy. They have literally, they have venom in their teeth, and they're poking us with these injections. And the answer to everything is to take a vaccine. And even now at this point, people are going in for B12 injections, and they put the same crap in those things as well. And people are thinking it's health and a needle, but it's really not. So here's my answer to that. I already have. There's many doctors like myself. We have been doing this for 15, 20, 30, hundreds of years that have been the old school medicine. So when I say I'm a doctor of traditional naturopathy, it's because that was the mainstream medicine model in the 1930s, before Flexner Report was written and kicked us out and started killing us and murdering doctors like myself. I don't care. I'll die on this hill, right? So work with a doctor who truly understands this, or work with the team. You guys can get free cleanses on my website. In fact, I'm going to tell you something about your alcohol thing too in a minute and help you make some sense of that. But if you guys just go get the free parasite cleanse, you can see in there that there's a lot of truth that will feel right to you. When truth courses through your body, you can feel it. You feel alive. When you go into work with MDs, a lot of them are just, they're trained to prescribe poisons, period. They get less than 5 hours of nutrition course training in all of their 8 years of medicine school. I have MDs who are coming to me for training. I have an institute where we coach coaches and certify them to do the work that I'm teaching here with you guys. With parasites, the biggest thing is, and I want you guys, if you go to dianekaiser.com/free parasite cleanse, there's something in there for you, Scott. There, and for all of you, if you feel powerless to your cravings of sugar or alcohol, or feel like Adderall or certain things, foods, recreational drugs, prescription medications, they make you feel alive. They make you feel normal. Well, the reason why we're craving these things is because you have nutrient deficiencies, you have amino acid deficiencies, you have neurotransmitter deficiencies. In that free parasite cleanse, you guys can actually take a little survey and you can see the higher you score on certain nutrient deficiencies, the more likely that the reason why you're craving things like alcohol is because you're serotonin deficient, you're GABA deficient. So you could actually replace those things that you're craving, the unhealthy things, with healthier versions. So I'm telling you right now that there's solutions like this everywhere. They're just not mainstream. And that's what we're here to do today. That's what we do in the Qi ministry. That's what InfoWars is doing. That's why Owen keeps bringing me on, because we're making America healthy again. And it's not to change the minds of the psychopaths that have been in charge for a long time.
Scott, I appreciate the call. Let's try to roll through a couple more with the time we have remaining here. Let's go to Andrew in New York. Andrew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Being after Jim Emmerker taking cucks. Boris had a big recall because illegal immigrants and a lot of insects in the food. But yeah, like you're saying, it's a big system of making people unhealthy. Like there's nanotech in the food. There's nanotech in the air, nanotech in the water. There's ways to deal with it. Like the ivermectin was good during the COVID bioweapon. Hydroxychloroquine, all that stuff. I heard they might have even been doing the opposite of the bad, chemtrailing. They were spraying hydroxychloroquine during the pandemic to get rid of some of the nanotech.
So do you have a question for Dr. Kaiser?
Andrew, are you asking how to get rid of the nanotech?
Yeah, that's a good place to start. And just how do we just completely overhaul the system into one that's actually not genetically engineering us, but actually a natural system where we're actual natural humans again?
I love it. Andrew, thank you for that question. So there's a couple of people that I have done some work with, Dr. Anna Mhalcha, Dr. David Nixon, La Quinta Columna. These are the groups and individuals who are actually looking in the microscope and what you're talking about, the nanotech. It's literally raining nanotech. Dane Wigington's been finding it in his samples of the chemtrails. There's nanotech everywhere. And we're not saying this to scare you. We're saying it to aware you that this is, one of those situations that we have. Everybody listening, please hear me out on this. You need to take some kind of a binder every single day, because we can't just stop, making them spray chemtrails every day. I woke up this morning and they were everywhere, and it looked like tic-tac-toes north, south, east, west.
Hey, so quickly, to interject something, and this is kind of a personal thing. When drinking the binder, is it okay to mix it with a juice or a black seed oil or a coconut water?
Yeah, I would take binders about 15, 20 minutes away from other nutrients. I put mine in orange juice.
So is the answer no? Just drink it with water. Don't mix it with anything else?
You could do orange juice. You could do it with water. Sure, either one. Or you could take it in capsule form and swallow it. And those are the things that we recommend. There's capsule form. There's powder form. And in fact, Owen, one thing we'll talk about next time, and Andrew, to give to you your point here, I've been teaching people. We have a mastermind group, and we meet every week for two hours. And this last week, we got on, and I taught people how to make their own eye drops, how to make your own nasal sprays. You know what they contain? It contains a lot of these binders. It contains parasite killers, and it contains tobacco. because tobacco is the number one thing that they've been finding that is breaking down the structures of these nanogels or nano.
Are you smoking cigars?
Let's go.
Are you serious? What about my poor lungs?
I know. Hold on. So I'm not saying you should go smoke something that has like 7,000 other chemicals.
No, not
like
a cigarette. Those are disgusting. I mean, I don't know. So maybe like an American Spirit. They put chemicals all over this crap now. But just a pure cigar, just tobacco leaves?
No. Here's what I'm going to tell you guys. I am part Native American as well. And so I like to bring the heritage forward for what natives have done for thousands of years. There's something called hape, and you guys could look it up, H-A-P-E, and it's just tobacco. And if you're like, maybe not just tobacco, there's also things I talked about in my VIP group. You guys can join us if you want. It's dianekaser.com/VIP. It's $1 to join. You could listen to that webinar and then cancel, whatever. I don't care. I just want you guys to have solutions. But we're teaching people that you could actually use tobacco. Do not please use the nicotine patches. So many people are using the nicotine patches and then actually finding that the sticky parts of the nicotine patches have the very hydrogels that people are using to break up the nanogels and the hydrogels, the nanoparticulates, the graphene oxide, et cetera, the self-assembling nanobots. You want to take tobacco in its purest form. And we've been talking about that. So you guys do not need to use all of these other toxic medications, over-the-counters, CVS. That's what we're trying to do here. I am actually a doctor who's saying to you guys, can we give you solutions that first do no harm? And rather than, yes, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, sure, there is studies and research that shows that it's been breaking down COVID or parasites or whatever it is, but it's still medication. And so if we can do it in herbs and things that just straight come from nature without doing harm, we're actually finding that people are getting rid of the very things that they thought they needed to take over the counters for. So nicotine, citric acid, those are two really powerful things, EDTA, humic acid, fulvic acid, the things that we're talking about in my group are the things that you can employ in your day-to-day. So no, don't just go smoke a cigar. I think that nicotine, there's also little things that I recommend that people can put in between their gums and their upper teeth. It also has other things in it like caffeine and CBD.
Zen? Are you talking about Zen?
What?
The crew's going to go crazy if you tell them Zen's healthy for them.
What's Zen?
Wow. Well, it's basically a nicotine pouch you put up in your gums. All the rage.
Oh, is that one of the brands? Yeah, I would actually say that would be another one of those no's because it's going to be laced with all the other toxins.
they're pissed. They're breaking things now. They're breaking equipment. They're raging.
Owen, I'm going to send you something and you guys have a fun after party.
They're threatening to disconnect you.
Not until you guys try what I'm going to send you.
Well, we're going to have to put it off because we're out of time for today. I appreciate everybody that called in. I am sorry to the callers that didn't get in today. Next month, when Dr. Kaser joins us, it's going to be a can't-miss thing. We're going to really take things that we're all dealing with, and we're going to look at it through a microscope, let's say, and then give you the solutions. It's going to be – a lot of the callers wanted to call in and talk about, like, heavy metals, the chemtrails, stuff that it's like impossible. It's almost impossible to avoid this stuff, but how you can at least try to remedy it or keep it to the lowest levels possible. Dr. Kaser, thank you so much for your time. Always a great hour with you. We'll be in touch. That does it for this week of the InfoWars War Room. Next week is going to be crazy. You know it. So we'll see you next week at InfoWars.com/show and band.video. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Hello,
it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.